It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends. Our guest from the community today, TISD, Texarkana, Texas Independent School District, Autumn Thomas, who is the acting superintendent, and Tina Veal Gooch, who is director of communications and all the things she does over there. Good morning. Glad to have you.
Thank you so much, John. Glad to be here.
All right.
Good morning. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, good morning. And first off, let's talk about beginning the school year. I guess to call it a fluid situation would put it mildly, right?
It changes on a daily basis, and we adjust as we can. It is. It's very fluid.
You've been working on this all summer long, I suppose, even though you're just now really, in the last little bit, been getting some more guidance from TEA and all and the governor and all that. But you've been working on it since
summer. We have. We've been working with a large group and then task force, and TEA came out with a guidance mm-hmm. in July, and we kind of had to adjust our plans. We're offering two options for parents. Uh-huh. They can choose either remote learning or they can choose on-site instruction. So I think that's great that, you know, TEA came out and mm-hmm. gave us the option to do that because every family's in a different situation.
And I guess you guys put out a survey questionnaire earlier. And how did that turn out?
We did. We had a survey that we tried to call parents. We didn't reach everyone, but we asked them what they would like, the safety protocols, the options, and it came out to about 80-20, about 80% wanting on-site and 20% wanting virtual learning.
Wow,
and
that's higher than I thought, really. I mean, honest. I would have thought it would have been majority on campus, but I didn't know it would be that high.
Yes, and we did have to offer, at that time we were thinking we would have a third option uh-huh. called hybrid,
yeah,
where
yeah.
you could have both on-site mm-hmm. and virtual mm-hmm. mixed together. But TEA came out and said, you know, not going to have that option.
Don't do that.
So they felt the exposure of doing that didn't really limit it.
I
it would also create childcare problems.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone with the two options that TEA has allowed us to do.
And on those two options, uh-huh. we sent out parent information letting them know that they have to make a commitment to those options, one or the other, by Monday, July 27th.
Okay.
Now, here's the great caveat of it all.
All right.
Let's say as a parent, you're gravely concerned, you know, right now, and you want your child to be doing remote learning. You can change your child's learning opportunity at the end of the grading period. So if COVID starts to go down and you feel more comfortable in sending your child on campus, then after the first 6 weeks, you can change and move forward to there, and vice versa, come from on campus to virtual. So that's a good thing. The other thing is if you choose remote learning, your child will still be able to participate in UIL sanctioned activities.
That's very,
sports,
very
band.
Important. Will happen by them being home, and then, but they'll need to come on campus for
yes.
that particular period, like if it's at the end of the day or whatever, to do their UIL activity.
That's
right?
correct.
Okay, but that's an option.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's great that you have options and you're giving options. What about recess for the younger kids, the cafeteria, the lunch times? What are we having to do on that?
They're working through all of that based on age groups and appropriateness and how we structure that, transition times. Students will be able to be provided recess. We may have smaller groups. There'll be certain provisions for that. Also, lunch will look quite different depending on the number of students that choose on-site learning and how we can limit the small groups. We may have lunches that are boxed, brought into the classrooms, or we may be able to do lunches in the cafeteria if we have enough room for social distancing mm-hmm. and things like that.
Okay.
So determining, you know, once we get the commitment forms in, we'll be able to determine more some of those procedures at each location.
All right. 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show. And it's, of course, it's John, Anna, and friends. And Autumn Thomas is the acting superintendent. And we're going to talk more about that before she leaves. And then, of course, Tina Veal Gooch, who does communications and so much more over at TISD. And I bragged on her. I told her, you do a great job. And I brag on you all the time. And it's true.
Thank you, John.
We were talking.
I paid him.
Yeah, no. Actually, she didn't. But we were talking sports and things like that, you know, volleyball, football. UIL came out earlier this week and said 5A and 6A, which we know Texas High is 5A, are going to have a delayed start, and that 4A and under, which would be PG and LE and others, would get to start on time. So that means a slower start for you guys. How slow of a start is it?
Football will actually start on September 24th. Volleyball starts up the week prior. Mm-hmm. I think golf starts around September 6th. Each one of the sports has their own respective start date. What we are going to be meeting about during the course of this coming week is determining how many seats are going to be able to be filled at Tiger Stadium, how we're going to go through the process of selling those tickets. Most likely our previous season ticket holders will get first dibs, but it's going to be a little bit complicated on how we're going to do all the spacing within Tiger Stadium.
Now let's put this caveat in there, okay?
Okay.
That's the plan. Well, yeah. But September 24th is still 2 months away.
Yeah.
Correct? Now, if I'm looking at the calendar. So it's possible that if the COVID numbers get under control and everybody wears their masks like they're supposed to and it goes down, that the governor could come out and change some of that and they could do away with the 50%.
That's always a possibility.
Yes.
But
you
have
true.
But I understand you have to plan now for what it is now.
And then we will change when it comes out.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's our world
right now.
We can cross our fingers and hope maybe they'll push
it
up to 75% or 100% by the time we get. And you never know. Maybe the numbers will go down.
Yeah.
But it's great that they're letting them play because that, and you can talk about it, that and the other things that go along with it, like the band and the cheerleaders and the high steppers and all that, that's a huge part of being a high school student.
It is.
Yes.
It's not just learning.
Yeah.
This is a huge part of it.
Yes, and we're just thankful that they're, even though we're disappointed, they've pushed it back, and we understand the reasons why with what Texas is going through right now. We're excited that they've got the plan to allow us to play.
Right.
And because all the students, I mean, we want to give them those opportunities.
Sure.
Yes.
You
and
know,
all of those groups. And, you know, band is such a huge part.
Yeah, band and drill team and all that, are they getting to do the things that they normally would do?
Essentially.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It looks like band, you know, for example, is going to have a limited show.
Uh-huh.
So maybe halftime is not as
quite
much.
Not as long.
They won't have competitive competitions during the course of the year. You know, again, everything
is
changing.
Right now, yes.
As of today, yes.
Everything is
but
changing.
But at least they're going to get to be there and do it.
Yeah.
And maybe as we go along, they'll go, oh, you can do more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of our students express concern because the late start or the delayed start for football, we miss the Texas-Arkansas
week. I know, that's killing me.
I know. And so we are going to do our very best to find a time and maybe another sport. It could easily be baseball that we have Texas-Arkansas week for.
Well, by golly, let's play baseball. I'm sorry. I had a baseball player, so I was just, and he was a senior, and that killing the season just killed me.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Heartbreaking.
Baseball of all games. You don't even touch hardly. They should have let them play. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. Hopefully the baseball season will go on as normal next spring. But yeah, you could do that during
baseball.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
So we're trying to make all of our traditions, you know, happen, especially for our THS seniors and everything. And so they get to enjoy that in their final year. And hopefully they'll be able to actually have commencement in May in
but
the normal way.
We've gotten so creative with all of that. Mm-hmm. We're able to, maybe it doesn't look exactly like we've done it in the past, but we're able to modify it with safety protocols and be able to move forward. So really been proud of the creativity of the students and the staff coming up with different ways to do it.
We are with Autumn Thomas, the acting superintendent at TISD, and Tina Villagooch, who, of course, is communications director and so much more over there. Just real briefly before we play a game, we're all going to miss Mr. Norton, Paul Norton, because he's such a great guy and a great superintendent. You've been deputy superintendent or something like that for a long time, haven't you?
I have. Okay. I have. I've been there since 1997, and then I was deputy since, I think, 2008.
So this isn't going to be a big deal. For you, personally, I mean, is it?
I think we can continue. I'm ready. Uh-huh. Yes, very much so. We've got a great, experienced central office team, so that helps. Everybody in their positions can just keep moving forward. So I feel really good about us continuing what he started.
And I'm not trying to get nosy or anything, but why not? I'm a reporter guy. Did I read somewhere where you did not want to be selected as the permanent? You didn't want to put your hat in the ring, as they say?
No, and that's...
Okay.
In previous years, that's happened as well, and... Uh-huh. It's just a job that, I mean, it's a great job, but the one that I have, I love so much.
You want to keep doing what you're doing?
I do. I love the staff. Mm-hmm. I love working with the staff. I mean, to impact the students.
Uh-huh.
And so that's just my love, my passion.
Well, nothing wrong with it. I just thought I'd ask because I thought I read that somewhere.
Okay. That is true. So that's the thing is I'm just going to carry forward while they're looking for another one.
And then go back into what you...
That's right. And then help the new leader that they choose,
you
know, be successful and be supportive and... That's just
Well, that'll help it be a smooth transition with you being there and being there so long. you'll make it very easy for the person that comes in to kind of fit in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I hope so.
All right. Well, let's play a quick game here, okay? Don't look at the screen because that would give away the answer. This is what we call slogan off, classic edition. So these are famous slogans that different products had, you know, like don't squeeze the Charmin and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. And we do classic edition because, well, we are a classic station, and then I know the classics better. I know. I don't know the new ones very well at all.
I agree.
I know the older ones better. It seems easier.
Yeah.
So that's why we do classic. But here we go, and you guys figure this out. Nobody better lay a finger on my blank.
But a finger.
That is right. Tina Veal. She likes those Butterfinger candy bars.
It's a Butterfinger.
All right.
That's good.
Yo quiero. And then it's blank, blank. Yo quiero, blank, blank.
You ready? Taco Bell.
That's right. They're two for two. Get the door. It's blank.
Get the door.
Get the door. So think about what that means.
Get the door. It's...
somebody's bringing something to you. Delivery.
Pizza? Pizza?
Pizza? It's Domino's? It's Papa John's?
You're
Who's
right.
Is it?
You're
is
right
it
with the first one. Domino's.
Okay. Pizza?
Domino's. That's it. You were right with the first one. Now, this is just too easy, okay, but I'm going to say it because it's on the list. The king of beers...
Budweiser.
Absolutely. Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser, same thing.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
They are the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anheuser-Busch makes Budweiser, so yes, y'all are correct. Y'all are three.
I almost said Miller Lite, but it was Budweiser.
Coors.
Let's see. Miller Lite used to be the...
it was when...
less filling, tastes good.
Tastes good.
Yeah. Oh, was that Miller Lite? Okay.
Yeah. This one is the only hard one on the whole list as far as I'm concerned. Good luck on this. Sweet dreams are made of this... And so sweet is the word that kind of gets you thinking. It's going to be a I'll give you a hint.
Well, it's chocolate.
I'm thinking something chocolate. Sweet dreams are made of.
You're good. Think about it. Yeah, she's right with chocolate.
Nestle. Is it Nestle?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
That's good. Nestle. That's very good.
Y'all did a great job of thinking that out. She came up with the chocolate, and you go, yeah. And then Nestle.
You know, the Nestle logo is something that a lot of people will not identify. They've seen it so many times. And I had a quiz, and it was that. And I thought, what is that? It was the Nestle logo.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all did spectacular.
Like
y'all
we're a good
did
team.
Great.
We're
yeah,
good
that's team. Great on the classic edition. That may be the best anybody's ever done on classic
God.
Edition.
Oh, God. Yay.
Slogan out. Once again, check out the website for sure. If you look at all these things about the, what was it, Start Smart?
Smart
Restart.
It's on every page of our website. Uh-huh. It's at the very top. Uh-huh. Click on it. Uh-huh. It's Smart Restart. It's got a little arrow, bright colors.
All right. Do that, and that way you'll be able to get your kiddos started in the right direction. Whether you do in class or the virtual, you can at least get started there. And they can always check out that website for the latest information on what's going on as we change and move forward.
It'll it's a living
daily.
Document. I think that's what we're calling it.
Yes.
It's a living document that changes daily. Mm-hmm. And on our FAQs, because mm-hmm. we've got series of questions mm-hmm. That we know parents are going to ask. And if they read them and then they go back to them, let's say the next week, it'll tell you which ones are new or which ones have been updated.
I like that. Great website. Thank you, ladies, for coming in. And you guys have a great day and a great start to the school year.
Perfect. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.